everyone. Welcome back to Magnifique with me, your host, Gabrielle Forshee. Thank you so much for choosing to come back for another episode. We're on episode 2. That's so exciting. We're still figuring out the move and groove of everything. So I have filmed some batch episodes. So from episode 1, you're like, hey girl, I have some complaints. With the utmost peace and love, I will be ignoring them for this episode. For the sole purpose of, I'm in the past right now. I haven't seen them. And in addition to that, like I mentioned in the first episode, the first few will be a teensy bit shorter. So again, if you're like, hey, bestie, I want hour and a half long episodes. We'll get there eventually. However, this is episode 2. I'm going to need some time to experiment, if you don't mind. Thank you. But hey, enough about me. Let's get into the real stuff. Let's get into talking and learning. So when I was deciding on today's episode, I really just wanted to do a deep dive and explain some topic to the deepest extent. And by the title of this episode, you know, I chose Perfume TikTok. It is one of my favorite communities on TikTok. I have tried to become an influencer in the community many times. However, it didn't work out. So here we are. We're podcasting now. No, I love Perfume TikTok. I love it so dearly. I actually just discovered a new scent this past weekend due to viral videos circling through Perfume TikTok. For those at home following along and who just can't wait to know, the perfume is Kaylee's Yum Pistachio Gelato. I tried it and it was insane. It was so good. It was the most creamy, marshmallowy, complex sugar scent that I've smelled in a hot little minute. It's been a minute. It was so good. And then I took the tester in my car with me because I was going to smell it throughout the day. And I came back a few days later and it must have deepened and it must have matured. But holy freaking moly, it was delicious. It was decadent. It was gourmand. And I will be purchasing the largest bottle available after I finish Christmas shopping. Like I said, we are in the past. It is December. I still have to finish Christmas shopping. So I'm using this perfume as a bribe. And if I earn it, it's free. Girl math. Anywho, let's start talking about what the heck Perfume TikTok is. It's been 3 minutes of me rambling about Perfume TikTok and my love for it, but I haven't really told you what exactly it is. So Perfume TikTok is kind of exactly what it sounds like. It is a community within TikTok whose main focal interest is perfumes and fragrances and smelling delicious. I am aware that other apps have similar communities and followings and kind of the same exact influencers. However, I feel like Perfume TikTok kind of came to be a little sooner, or more prevalently, actually. On my way onto Perfume TikTok mid-ish 2020, that second wave of COVID. Actually, funny enough, either I was asymptomatic or I never had COVID. I had all my boosters, all my shots, vaxxed up, and I never fell ill. So I'm starting to think I might have been asymptomatic. Anywho, that was kind of like a humble brag, and that turned into me thinking that I accidentally spread it without knowing it. Anywho, so I found my way onto Perfume TikTok in mid-2020, though I think the concept as a whole really started to shine in early 2021, when influencers like Oh You Pretty Thing and Perfumism really started to kind of infiltrate For You pages. And this uptick in rising influencers recommending certain scents also led to an uptick in perfumes notoriety and ultimate sales of those perfumes. The community of perfume lovers and what we know as Perfume TikTok became so successful and grew so quickly because people love a common interest. They love to have things in common with people and they love connecting and they love just a group of girlies where they can giggle and talk about perfume. And that was one of the biggest drawing factors, as well as We love to smell good. I can't think of anybody who would willingly smell atrocious. As well as, we live in an age of consumerism. Everybody's just buying things to buy them, and rightfully so. I'm right there with you. So in this age of consumerism, that's also made space for people to have these exorbitant collections of perfume. And kind of going along with that, when we see these influencers, they can often be in those better financial situations to afford luxury fragrances and products. So kind of watching them review what you can't really afford makes people feel good in a way. And I'll explain why. It's from zero research, just vibes on this part. I like to think of it is because people can understand what the fragrance smells like through the influencer's review, and they can then decide on their own whether that might be money well spent or it would be a waste and it's not worth them gushing over and saving pinching pennies to try to purchase. Another way that these influencers may receive their vast perfume collection is through company gifting and sponsorships. Company gifting is just where companies will send people product, such as large bottles of perfume or discovery sets of their perfume, in hopes that the influencer will do an unboxing and share the brand organically. And then sponsorships is kind of that same thing, except they're hyping up the product as they're being paid by the company. Exposure is the real goal of the company and getting those clicks and sales. Whenever I see sponsored content, I am always rooting for my favorite influencers to get their bag. However, I do have to take their sponsored posts with a grain of salt because I can never be too sure if, you know, that payment is kind of swaying them to talk about it in a positive light. And whether that's consciously or unconsciously, you can never be too sure. I do take what they're saying, you know, intentionally. I don't think that they completely sold out, but I do feel like taking things with a grain of salt, especially when someone's paid to do something, can't hurt. You know, you can never be too sure. And kind of expanding on viewers living vicariously through the impressive collections, and more is more in this age of overconsumption. So seeing these expensive perfume collections displayed so elegantly in their perfect collections, it could be a status symbol and a symbol of success that others kind of wish to achieve. Almost like if they have it, I need it mentality. And due to this phenomenon, our beloved luxury lifestyle and perfume influencers hold this power to kind of shift the market exponentially. They can influence their followers to sell out a particular fragrance, or they can influence their followers to blacklist and completely like shun a fragrance or perfume house. We see this become quite relevant with the perfume TikTok fragrances that I will talk about here in a few minutes. But first, I'd like to introduce you to some of the internet's favorite perfume TikTok influencers. This is not an extensive list. This is actually only four, and there's plenty more, so I do apologize. And I did kind of try to get the top people with that I've seen the most on my For You page, and then some of my personal favorites, the people that I do follow, and I take their recommendations. Alrighty, girly pops. So first up, we have Oh You Pretty Things. This is a Brooklyn-based content creator with approximately 500,000 followers on TikTok and 100,000 followers on Instagram. And this was at the time of research. So we're in December right now. This may be more when you're listening to this. She kind of got her first boost in popularity in the mid to late 2020 viral wave. I forget who was part of that viral wave, but you know how TikTok virality kind of goes in waves and you get a bunch of creators in one wave and then those kind of fizzle out and you get more creators. You get it. We're on the same page. Anywho's a mid to late 2020s viral wave. She bases her content around romantic maximalism and Lana Del Rey core. She's done a lot to lead the charge in the Baccarat Rouge rise. I smell Baccarat Rouge on everybody, and I will kind of talk about Baccarat more in detail when we talk about the specific fragrances, but she did a lot to lead the charge with her recommendations and her perfume series. This creator is known for her date night content, be it perfume recommendations for date night or sensual kind of sexy perfumes, and or her dating diary series. This is a content creator that I hold dear to my heart. I do have a bias toward her. I found her mid to late viral, mid to late 2020 viral wave. She is kind of the reason I started a perfume collection because of her content and her kind of building my knowledge in perfume. And I realized right there I was having that kind of influencer pause where they talk like this and they don't hold substance, because I'm thinking very hard about what I'm saying, okay? I'm trying to make sure I articulate my words very well, or else I tend to talk fast, and that's not good for anybody. So if at any point you hear me talking like this with no substance, or I don't know, like I care about the world, it's because I'm thinking really hard and my brain is about to fry off. Next up, we have the creator Kathleen Lights. She is known for her large perfume collection videos that she's done year over year for many years now. I remember being in high school and watching her perfume collection videos on my TV, and I'm like, wow, I need all of those. That is so incredible. I aspire to be her. She does many videos in the category of perfume recommendations based on viewer requests. And she has 4 million subscribers on YouTube and 600,000 followers on TikTok at the time of research. And adding a personal tidbit in here, kind of going off what I just mentioned, I've gone down a rabbit hole of Kathleen Lights videos many times since being a teenager. I love, love, love her perfume collection. But it wasn't until recently that I started taking her recommendation seriously due to finally having the money to kind of do that. And I think that Kathleen Lights just paints the perfect picture for the scent profile. She really articulates the notes so well. And I think that's something that has helped her grow throughout the years. Alrighty, who's next? So now we have Perfumism, or Emma. She is a college-aged perfume collector who's now been to a program to study perfume and fragrances. I followed this journey on TikTok. She did a video series. She does many video series designed to give recommendations based on perfume profiles. For example, right now she's doing one based on kind of wanting to smell like milk. Her content right now is revolved around finding the best milk-like perfume. She's a lighter, fresher perfume girly from what I've seen. I could be lying there by accident, so my apologies. Like I mentioned before, a notable accomplishment of hers is that she traveled to Paris to attend a class for perfume and the science behind the fragrances and trying to understand the notes more well-trained. I actually discovered the brand Kaylee due to this creator and mentioned recently that I have fallen in love with Yum Pistachio Gelato. Like I said, it's a delicious scent. I cannot get it out of my head. I'm thinking about it right now as we speak. Anyway, Emma has 400,000 followers on TikTok and 13,000 followers on Instagram at the time of research. Alrighty, I told you I only have four. This is the last one. The last perfume influencer we'll be talking about today is Jackie Aina. Jackie is a beauty and lifestyle creator on YouTube and TikTok. She's known for her luxuriously classic lifestyle. She has a massive following, seemingly across all platforms. I was looking up, it's impressive. 3.5 million on YouTube, 2 million on Instagram, 3 million on TikTok at the time of research. She does incredible perfume content. I think right now she's doing advent calendars for luxury brands. And a lot of her perfume content involves reviewing luxury perfumes and helping just the girlies smell good. I love Jackie's energy. I would always see her on my For You page up until like a month ago where I was like, what am I doing? I need to follow her. So now I follow her. I think she's so confident and uplifting, and her energy is just my favorite thing about her content. Okay, so we know the big influencers. Now I have a list of the most popular perfume TikTok scents, and I'd like to go ahead and name some of them as well as the notes they can contain. Maybe we'll find some common themes. You already know the first scent I have to start with is Baccarat Rouge 540 by the ever-famous Maison Francis Kurkdjian. This is one of the first TikTok viral perfumes, and for a good reason. I'd like to go ahead and explain the perfume to you before we kind of express opinions. This is a woody unisex fragrance with notes of ambroxyl or ambery notes and saffron. It creates the most beautifully romantic and intoxicating scent. According to Francis Kurkdjian's website, this fragrance came to be as a celebration of the Baccarat Crystal's 250th anniversary. The woody scent releases a poetic alchemy, a highly condensed and graphic olfactory signature. Breezy jasmine facets, radiant saffron boost the ambergris mineral notes and the woody notes of freshly cut cedar. Bright and sleek, Baccarat Rouge 540 Eau de Parfum caresses the skin like an amber and woody floral whisper. Whisper would not be the word that I use to describe the scent. It is not a whisper. It is a shout. The fragrance is a beast performer, lasting many, many washes when applied on clothes, days on the skin, if not scrubbed off properly. This seductive scent did not come out to play. Though the impressive lineup of notes and wear time does not come without paying a pretty penny. A 2.4-ounce bottle of Baccarat Rouge 540 will run you approximately $325. If you choose to level up the fragrance to the 6.8-ounce bottle, you'll notice going from $325 to $645. A little hefty jump. And there are cheaper dupes of this fragrance on the market. However, none of them can match the perfect fluidity of the original. Dupes typically lean more alcohol-based and lack a true depth, making it not as performant as the icon. My personal critique of the fragrance is that it's such a beast and lasts days and days. The morning after the initial application, if not scrubbed off correctly or not scrubbed off the same night, it starts to smell a bit stale and rancid. Like, it's just not fun to smell the day after. So, beautiful the day of. Don't sleep with it on your skin. If I could recommend anything to you, it's to scrub it off the night of. The next TikTok viral fragrance is one that I truly don't care how viral it goes. It is my signature scent, and I swear by it till the day I die. Till death do us part in this house. So clearly I'm partial to the scent, but it is YSL Lieb. It is the most beautiful, gorgeous, amazing, musky floral scent with notes of lavender, vanilla, and orange blossom. It's just the perfect blend of creamy and floral with that light lavender. It's the epitome of bold femininity. According to the YSL website, this fragrance is feminine, floral, and daring. For those who want to be bold and pave their own way. This is a long-lasting fragrance, but it's not as long-lasting and such a beast like Baccarat Rouge. You'll get about a full workday out of it, but I wouldn't say next day. The price point on this one is much lower. We're looking at $130 for a 1.6 ounce and $195 for a 5-ounce bottle. I mean, honestly, a $60 upcharge for 3.5 extra ounces of like liquid gold, I don't think is that bad. But who's to say really at this point? I don't think money is real. Like I said, I'm quite biased toward this scent, so do you kind of mind if I tell you how I found it? Because it wasn't through TikTok. When I purchased this perfume, I hadn't really seen it anywhere except for the Dua Lipa ads on like Hulu. So I thought it was an underground scent, to be fair. I knew from the start of watching perfume TikToks that I wanted YSL Lieb. I knew I needed it in my collection. And I also knew it was far too expensive. So At the time, I was a strictly dupe scully, just longing for an opportunity to buy. But I hadn't purchased any opportunities to buy dupes of YSL Lieb because I knew that I wanted the real thing and I was genuinely ready to just blind buy it. I said, right when I get this money, I'm blind buying. I don't care what it smells like. This is mine. And 6 months after, I'd say roughly about 6 months after, I had some money. So I was really considering blind buying, but I chose to go to Macy's and give her a little sniff and obsessed. Obsessed, obsessed, obsessed. It was the first one I smelled, but the lady was like, oh, do you want to smell others? And I was like, okay, I'm here. Sure. But I knew I was getting YSL Lieb. And I still wear it nearly daily. The way I can describe it so that you can envision the scent, it's like a wealthy woman wearing the most gorgeous pearl necklace and like champagne-colored satin gloves. Kind of, I'd say the gloves are kind of the same color as the perfume itself, kind of like that champagne-y tinge of yellow, you know. It's truly so unique in my opinion. I feel like everyone needs to give it at least a sniff. You don't have to love it, but you need to sniff it. They now have a few spin-offs and variations of the scent, so there's something for everyone, although I do prefer the OG, in my opinion, but I have a different nose than you guys, so do with that information what you will. The next TikTok viral fragrance is Replica's Jazz Club. Jazz Club embodies its name so beautifully. It's very smoky and woody and heavy on tobacco and musk. I've only had the opportunity to smell this fragrance intentionally once. I was wandering around Sephora, as one does, and I had always heard great things about the scent. I love warm and spicy and woody scents, so I thought this would be like right up my alley, or if not adjacent to my alley. But I found it to kind of be overdone on the tobacco, but I feel like that could just be a me problem. I mean, the fragrance's purpose is to smell like a tobacco-y jazz club, so I don't really know what I was getting myself into when I wasn't feeling the tobacco. But while it wasn't my favorite fragrance, I can't deny the appeal that draws people in. It's masculine. It has the potential to be abrasive if overdone, but if applied just right, it's a wonderful fall-winter warm and spicy unisex scent. A description from the Maison Margiela fragrances.com or .us reads, "The Jazz Club fragrance by Maison Margiela captures the elegant bouquet of premium cigars in a mix of tobacco leaf, absolute, and pink pepper. The heavy eau de toilette recreates the exquisite and rich aromas of cocktails with notes of vanilla bean and rum absolute." A 3.5-ounce bottle of this fragrance will cost you $160. Now, the aesthetic of the perfume kind of leans more into that dark academia. The mahogany wood, the library filled with the aroma of old books. And I think the prettiest cool girls can rock Jazz Club. I know a couple girls who do rock Jazz Club, and they're just stunning. So if you can rock it, you're pretty. You're so pretty. You're gorgeous. You're so cool. I want to be you. Alrighty, next up, let's talk about Tom Ford's Lost Cherry, another well-loved dark academia. The almond and cherry blend together so well, I genuinely go crazy for the scent in the fall time. It's so warm, and it's a sweet gourmand. I definitely feel like the scent is made for studying in a coffee shop while wearing like an oversized sweater sipping a latte. Sephora.com describes it as, "Lost Cherry's candy-like gleam of exotic black cherry and liqueur touched with the teasing of almond gives way to a Turkish rose and jasmine sambac blend that penetrates the senses. The full-bodied perfume attains fantasy-like levels of insatiability." Insatiability, okay. As Tom Ford is a luxury fragrance line, don't be surprised to spend a good chunk of change on this one. 1.7 ounces gets you, or brings you to, $395. 3.4 fluid ounces of this gets you to $595. Oh my god. because this fragrance is both iconic and incredibly expensive, it has a lot of dupes out there, ranging in accuracy across the board. I actually have a dupe of this one, and I might prefer it to the real deal. I've smelled both. I don't have a full bottle of Lost Cherry just because I don't have that kind of money, but I have smelled it, and I do think I prefer the dupe. Is that blasphemous to say? Perhaps. But hey, Tom Ford, send me a real one, and then I'll start talking nice about it. And then I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the ever-famous Parfums de Marly Delina. And this is a scent, from my perspective, made popular or started with the creator Emma at Parfumism, the creator Parfumism. This scent is so gorgeous and feminine. With the Turkish rose and vanilla, it is the perfect creamy girly scent. The Parfums de Marly website describes it as a charming and firmly modern floral bouquet. Delina is a highly nuanced fragrance which is both sweet and sensual. The Eau de Parfum relishes in its floral accords, which are dominated by Turkish rose, lily of the valley, and peony, blended with a rounded, tangy note of lychee, rhubarb, bergamot, and nutmeg. Vanilla accentuates the sensuality of the composition at the base, mingling with white musk, cashmerian, cedarwood, and incense. Much like Baccarat Rouge, this fragrance is also up there with price. Kind of like a 75-milliliter bottle will cost you upwards of $250. So that's Perfume TikTok. It's a wonderful community of people who just want to smell good. I realize we talked mainly feminine fragrances, and whoopsie, that's on me. Let me know if you want to hear the same thing from the men's fragrances. You know, just thinking off the top of my head, I do think that Bleu de Chanel and Dior Sauvage will be featured on that one. Thank you for indulging me in this exploratory deep dive. I appreciate that, and I really love the community of Perfume TikTok, so that was really fun. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you sticking with it, and I will see you guys back here next Monday for a new episode. You can find the links to the pod and my social media in the bio, as well as at Magnifique Pod on Insta and Gabrielle Forshee on Insta for myself. Okay, bye guys.